Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Autosave. My name is Camille Salazar Hadaway, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Nick Andrade. Hello, Nick.
Hi. We started the episode with you just staring into the abyss because you didn't realize that you were hosting this episode. So here we are. That's where we're at.
Here we are.
Right now in this.
Here I am. I know where I am now. I know where I am. I'm in the host seat for this
you
episode.
Are.
And
yes.
Part of my host duties is actually saying what we're doing here. And we're actually continuing our journey as we dive into Halo Infinite. We finished the campaign, but there is still one more important aspect that is very core to the culture of Halo.
Why are you here?
To fight.
To win.
To be a Spartan.
And together, together we are unstoppable. Candidates, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't hear you.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Again.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Good. Who's first?
And that is the multiplayer. So we're going to dive deeper into discussing that, our thoughts, our feels. I'm really curious about how Nick feels. And if you want to go back and listen to our breakdown of the campaign story, well, those are all in episode 1-9. Start chronologically. Don't start from 9 because then you'll know the ending and then, you'll go back. And
do people actually do that?
I don't know.
Are you a spoiler type of person? Like, do you like spoilers?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
There's a couple. Like, I remember, like, The Last Jedi before I ended up thinking it was poo-poo. I went into the theater with headphones in because my brother had told me that he almost got spoiled that day while he was walking to the theater. So I put my headphones in, didn't want to get spoiled. And then I was disappointed. But that's okay because you're not going to be disappointed by our episodes. It's nowhere close to The Last Jedi. It is more like S-tier Empire Strikes Back, this show, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, the best way to sell someone not being disappointed is by saying, you're not going to be disappointed. but let's get started talking about the multiplayer of Halo Infinite. How do we feel about it? How do we feel about this iteration of Halo multiplayer? Nick, Obviously, you have not ever played Halo multiplayer at all. It was your first time hopping in, and there are a few different modes in the game. Let's talk about free play or free to play. This is very easy mode where you just kind of jump in, and it's like every free to play FPS out there.
So free to play, like this game, you can play without the core game.
Yeah.
Is this normal for Halo,
mm-hmm.
or is this a first?
Yeah.
So it's always been, the multiplayer has always been free to play?
Yeah, yeah, it's free to play.
Okay, interesting.
It's always included. You would just need like Xbox Live before or what it is, right? So like it's kind of like different nowadays because yeah, I guess like for me it's like free to play. It's like every free to play, but I guess back when free to play wasn't a thing, when Halo was more rambunctious with their releases, you would need the subscription for Xbox Live, right? In order to play Halo online.
I don't want to come into this episode as like a hater because I feel like it's going to almost sound like that. So I want to like preface it. Like I've never played any Halo games. I played the first Halo a couple of times at my friend's house when I was a kid. And I was not a fan whatsoever. I think I've mentioned this before. But coming into this one, it is hard for me to enjoy this experience when I have no background knowledge of the game, especially when I come from a Call of Duty background.
Okay.
And then jumping into this one, it's a lot different from the campaign in terms of how I feel about it. So it just, I don't want it to seem like I'm hating on everything as I go through this episode.
It's, as you could hear, we may be going into murky water. But no, let's start talking about you coming from COD, right?
Yes.
Going into Halo, they play very differently. I think Halo, like COD is very fast paced. Halo, I feel, is not as fast as COD. So how did you adjust to the gameplay and like all these different modes in multiplayer? What did you feel like? Were you trying to do the COD approach where you kind of go guns blazing and dodge, dodge, dodge? Or were you starting to get into the Halo gameplay where you're using the environments to kind of go around and avoid shots from your enemies?
It makes me realize like I'm one type of player, which is a guns a blazing. And for this game specifically, it doesn't work as much so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the big team battle is pretty hectic and crazy. So that could be one of those kind of things where you can, it's just a free for all and you can do whatever. So that's where I felt comfortable. But in terms of like using the surroundings, again, we talked about the whole spatial awareness thing in the campaign. You have to use it here as well, very much so. And you have to think, which may be, and when I play FPS, I realize that I'm not much of a thinker and I'm more of a, let's just say in real life, I probably wouldn't last that long because I don't have a strategy.
Yeah, probably not. But I think that shows your COD blood, you know, growing up playing that game really does prepare you to play a certain type of way, which is why I think Call of Duty fans like Call of Duty, because in other games we get stomped in, right? Because we're just not as strategic. We don't think before we pull the trigger. But Halo, you do kind of have to think about that. And one of my things that I like most about the Halo multiplayer, and I spoke about this in the campaign as well, is just how you traverse and like how the verticality of like how you have to maneuver around these maps in order to avoid your enemies and also to have the surprise of like your enemies being above you. I think that's one of the things that really attracted me to Halo multiplayer. And when the game first came out, I was really excited to just hop back in because with the grapple, it does feel so much smoother than any other game. Like, you know, if you say COD is like boots on the ground, I would say Halo is like butter rolling off a butter knife as it melts. It's very smooth. That's the worst analogy.
Everyone is always flying through the air in this game too.
Yes.
Like everyone is moving so fast. And like, honestly, they're coming from everywhere. They come from 20 feet above. They're flying through the air. You can't really control.
I don't find them moving that fast in the air. I just feel like it's more of that's just part of the game. You have to look up, right? Because of the grapples, right? I find when you are trying to get out of the way, my first instincts about Halo, it's just how it feels. It feels so smooth. And the simplicity of, you know, how it looks compared to something like Battlefield or Call of Duty, it is kind of refreshing for me. I'm jumping in, and I think that's what made me appreciate the game, especially the multiplayer, obviously, when it first came out. But let's start talking about some modes. So you have a few modes. So you have Slayer, you have Capture the Flag, you have One Flag, which is Capture the Flag, but pretty much it's you have like a period where you're just the only team, either on the offensive or defensive for a set amount of time, and then it switches. You have Stockpile, where four flags appear at random points of the map, and then each team, your aim is to bring that flag to your group assigned area. You have Oddball, which is the objective is to pick up and hold a skull for the longest time. Total Control, which is like a wide scale map with three distinct regions, and you're capturing those regions. And then Stronghold, which is pretty similar to Total Control. And then you have Fiesta, which, you know, every time you spawn, it's like with random loadouts, which I find extremely fun because there's just so much chaos. But I find for me, Fiesta is like one of those modes that you want to play with lots of friends. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you never play one in the chamber in COD unless it's like you have your friends and you're you could hear the reactions of everybody throughout, right? It's more like a party game for FPS. My favorite mode, which is probably the most distinct mode for Halo, is Slayer, where you're trying to just eliminate the most enemy Spartans as possible. And then the winner or individual with like the highest team counts, that's kind of who is deemed the winner. I find that very fun. But I don't know, like for you, what was the mode that really grabbed your attention and maybe the mode that didn't really do it for you?
I think, but this is for every FPS game for me, it's always like the team deathmatch. And for this instance, is Team Slayer.
Outkill your opponents and claim victory.
Which is the team mode, you just kill the other team. And that's the objective, right? I tried, you know, the single Slayer where it's just like you versus everybody else. That is also really chaotic.
It's super hard.
Yeah. So for me, I'm always turning to the Team Slayer. I did have some fun with Fiesta, though. That was one thing where I ended up going towards that because, again, I'm not a Halo guy, so I'm already at a disadvantage. I'm not very good at the game. The weapons are a little different. It's not, you can't get used to it as much. And I know, like most people who they play FPS, you can kind of latch on to anything. But I feel like even like with Battlefield, it's a little different as well. That kind of stuff. But Fiesta was fun because it wasn't so serious. And again, you are spawned with, you know, random weapons and equipment. You know, you have a different variety of things. You don't really know what's going on. It's kind of unexpected. So that's the one I started leaning towards as I kind of got a little, not bored of Team Slayer, but I was, you know, playing it so much that I went to the Fiesta and I was having fun. I've never been a good Capture the Flag guy or even a control, like anything that has to remotely involve like either holding on to something or holding on to a base and like, you know, controlling a base.
Even in a team setting,
I like to kill, right? And that's the downfall with so many FPS players that aren't as smart at the game. And I'll admit it, maybe I'm not, but I enjoy, you know, dueling it out. So I'm always looking for, you know, the kills rather than the strategy, which is not a good way to play in Halo.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I don't mind Capture the Flag. But for me, my favorite Capture the Flag will always be Unreal Tournament. So just for me, no game could ever catch up to how well that played on that game. So I really don't put much effort when I'm hopping into an FPS. So yeah, it was me playing Fiesta and also playing a lot of, you know, Slayer. But the thing is, you really can't choose what you want to play because while you're queuing, it kind of loads it up for you. This is something where I really feel like it should just go. Like there's no reason for this, but yep. I guess the benefit of it is that you have to, like players then have to kind of adapt to different modes, and it allows at least a chance to explore different modes. Because I know, like, I've been in games where I'm like, what is this mode? Because I usually just go into TDM. You can't really do that in Halo, but I still would want to just have it where we could just select what mode we want to play.
We are in 2022. And I use that year for reference because we have been playing FPSs for like 2 decades plus, okay? 3 decades, let's say. How do you not have a setting where you can pick what you want? I get it, what you're saying, like, oh, well, you know, we have to deal with different situations. If I buy a game, I should be able to decide. Well, I guess it's free to play, so you can't really, but I should be able to decide what mode I want to play.
If you're investing that much time in a game, yeah.
That to me is bizarre. And I do know, like in Call of Duty, if you want to select in multiplayer, only certain, you know, game modes, it is still kind of difficult to find in, like, it's not an easy find. Like, you have to, like, go through a couple settings in order to select what you want, which is a little annoying too, but come on, Halo. Again, we are in the golden age of video games, and you decided when you were making this, let's skip the part where you can choose what you want. How bizarre is that to me? Like,
I know.
What?
But you know what? Okay, yeah, choose what you want in the map, but I will say I do like the aspect that you cannot choose what you start off with.
Oh, yes. That's fine. That's totally fine.
Because it does add to some, one of the things, like, I talk about the smoothness of the game, but I think the smoothness of how Halo plays also comes from the balancing of the weapons and just that aspect of it. That is where so many FPSs go wrong, because you'll have one gun that is really OP, another, and then you get these buffs and nerfs, and then you're just kind of like, eh. I feel like Halo, in terms of, like, if you're hopping in for the first time in multiplayer, you really can't blame it on the gun. There will be a gun that you pick up you may not like, but everything does seem pretty balanced.
I want to mention a couple things. There's one, it is really smooth. Like, that's something that you can't take. Like, this game is one of the most smooth FPSs out there, regardless of what you play. The second thing is the guns. And I think this is the problem that I have, that I've always had with Halo. I can stomach the guns in the campaign, and don't get me wrong, I really like the campaign. Like, I'm a fan. I'm more of a fan of Halo than I've ever been before. Like, this, it did make me a fan of the campaign. However, I'm just not a fan of the guns in general. I don't like any of the guns most of the
really?
Time. Yes.
Like, none of them?
None of them.
What?
And maybe it has to do with it being so futuristic. I maybe
like
go
being
towards
a space,
like,
FPS. You're thinking more like you want to hear the bullets leaving the chamber rather than like the kinetic energy or like the plasma.
I don't know.
What
if it's
are you telling me?
I don't know if it's necessarily because it's not real or whatever. And, you know, obviously this is a space game, but I always tend to go towards the bullet type guns because I think it's more fun to shoot. However, the range, I don't know. I'm not a fan of burst guns, and I feel like there's a bunch of burst guns in these games. I'm not a fan of the single shot, and those are two of the strongest guns in the game. And then just the semi-automatic type weapons aren't great. And then like the cinder shot and the heat wave, those don't do it for me as well. The mangler is fun, but again, it's a handgun doesn't really do its job properly. Again, maybe I just struggle because I'm not good, and I'll admit it. Yeah. But the feel of the guns, and again, I love how smooth the game is, but the feel of the guns always, for me, in Halo, feel clunky. And whether it's the accuracy to me seems weird. Aim assist, I guess, for a controller, I'm not sure. It seems worse than a lot of other games. Not worse, but like you have to be more accurate, if that makes sense, I feel.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think it's not to put any shade on you, but I'll put shade on myself as a COD player. I think that where aim assist is used, I think
obviously if you're not if you're looking that way and you're shooting that way, and then there's a
problem. Yeah, but I think it's a reflection of my lack of skill or my reliability of, you know, aim assist when I jump into games where it's like you have to be a little bit more accurate. The thing is that I like you sometimes are shooting enemies forever. Like for
yeah, especially with ever. Shields too. Yeah.
That is sometimes the most frustrating thing because you really then have to go into these gun battles and it's not just going to be quickly over. Like I said,
are
in the
spoiled?
Campaign,
is that why?
we're spoiled. As I said, like in the campaign, I freak out when enemies like charge at me, and then prolonging that experience for a very long time compared to other FPSs really gets my heart going. It makes for some fun interactions because it's like you think you got the enemy, but then they might have went behind like a little pillar. And then you're like, wait, are they still around? So like the mystery of it all sometimes, because it's so easy to kind of escape from a gunfight. But then sometimes like when it's really close between you and an enemy, there were some times I'm like, I feel like I should have killed that person. Like,
yeah.
And I don't, maybe that's attributing to the fact that you have to be a little bit more accurate in this game, and I'm just not. But that is the one thing I would say was a hurdle jumping back into Halo since it's been a really, really long time. I will ask you about, you know, team play, which is another mode that you could play with large teams. Did you like this?
Again, it was chaos, but I really enjoyed that aspect because, again, you can kind of flounder and not... It's just a free-for-all. That's what I most enjoy about multiplayer games. It's just like sometimes when I'm, you know, after a long day at work, I just want to unwind and not think. And with the big battle, it does that because, again, we are in an age where most people who play these games are really good at it. And they spend a lot of time at it. You know, the day of casuals is almost dead. You know, the people who are casuals normally just stick to like first, you know, one player games because they don't want to deal with the hecticness of multiplayer because everyone is such at a high level compared. And I know that there's tiered systems. I know that, you know, based on KD records and whatever, you know, all these games have algorithms which decide where you are put in. But the big battle for me feels nice because it just feels like everyone doesn't give a crap and just does whatever the hell they want. And that's fun for me because there's just so many players involved.
Yeah, it just seems like a party, and it's the same reasons why I enjoy Fiesta as well. It's just like, these are the games where you, like, you want to be playing with your friends over and over again on a Friday night to kind of chill out, and that's what I enjoy the most.
Yeah.
What I enjoyed as well is Aquarius, which is one of, like, I believe the most basic map for Halo Infinite, but for me, I just enjoy it because it's just a classic feel. For you, what was that map that you really gravitated to?
Bazaar was my favorite because it felt, I don't know, way out of place for, right?
Well, that's what we talked about in the campaign. In the campaign, one of the things that I mentioned is I wish we saw more terrain and different environments.
Yes,
yes. Bazaar is one of those environments, spoiler, you don't see in the campaign, but I wish we did.
Which they have all these terrains and they have like a whole catalog of Halo games. You'd expect that the campaign would have all of that. But again, this is not the campaign talks on. I don't want to get too much involved in that. But I don't know. That fragmentation is one that I like. And then some of them felt very dark. Like Deadlock felt very dark, obviously. And then Live Fire also.
Okay.
Which brings me to another point, if we can pivot for a sec. But the enemy UI colors.
Mm.
So I ended up changing the colors to make them more vivid, like a yellow. Because sometimes I had a tough time finding them in games. So then I'm like, let me see if I can change it. And I changed it to more vivid colors. I don't know if you found that out at all.
Yeah, that's something I struggle with. I have like really, well, I wear glasses. You and I both wear glasses. So maybe yeah.
We're
this
blind.
Is like a very biased opinion on how the coloration for the enemies appear. But I do find it really hard to kind of tell the difference as well. So I had to change that to a yellow just so it's easier for me to recognize who I should be shooting at. Well, another aspect of Halo Infinite multiplayer, we're going to talk about right after this quick break.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're going to dive into more Halo Infinite multiplayer. And one of the aspects we didn't talk about is Spartan customization. Now, this is something that a lot of games are doing right now. And to tell you the truth, I'm not a huge fan of customizing my characters.
Really?
Is this bad?
I was going to say, like, this is one of my most favorite things about this game.
Really?
Which is being able to really customize your player. Like, I don't like buying skins and then the skins are made. What I enjoy is being able to build my own personal...
Oh, that's fair, yeah.
...character. Whether you can buy whatever skins or shoulder pads or whatever helmets, blah, 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 and kind of create your own. I love that.
Let me retract my statement because it wasn't clear enough.
Okay.
It is a really cool, unique feature for FPSs because usually you'll get a skin. Maybe you could customize your weapons with like stickers and charms, but this is like full out Spartan customization. I'm just not a fan of spending time customizing my characters and their gear because I usually just want to hop in. That's what I mean. Like, so I'm not a huge fan of spending time on this when it comes to FPSs. Like, maybe if it was an action RPG, I would, right? Because it's like I'm diving into the lore. But for some reason, I guess maybe because I know my character is going to die multiple times in these matches, I don't connect myself too much to them. But talk more about what you love most about this part of customizing your character and maybe where you spent your most time customizing.
Okay. Well, first I just wanted to respond to you by saying like, I hate being the default character in multiplayer games where, you know, it's like, you know, the newbie is coming in and like,
even if you're.
So it's like people know that you are just like a greenhorn in it, right?
That's true.
So you don't want that.
People have like flaming skins and you're just like dressed in a wife beater.
Master Chief in a wife beater would be pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
I just like being able to feel like this is my own character. Whereas a lot of other games you play, everyone can have that same skin. I know like in Call of Duty, if Halloween comes around, then there's a bunch of Halloween skins that you can have. And then, you know, you have like 18 Jokers in the lobby. Whereas this one, especially when you go into the main, like the screen as you're about to play a game, and then you see all your Spartans with each other, and everyone is all so different. Like, I love that. And then I spent time, I didn't spend any money on this, but you unlock some armor pieces in the campaign mode that you can transfer over to the multiplayer. So you do have a bunch that you can already assemble. But being able to put like change colors of my Spartan suit was really cool. And not only like changing, you know, I like that it's like, okay, you want blue. And then I would think in a game, it would just be like a whole blue Spartan. But this way you can change your right pad, your left leg thing, your left shoe. And it's not really called a shoe, but your armor, whatever it is. And everything else can be different. So you can like make yourself an American flag, or you can, you know, just color yourself in different ways. Or then the more awesome ones have like this cool gold paint and all that stuff. It's like, that's what I had fun with. And then I love the different helmets. Like the Master Chief helmet is so iconic, but Spartans in general, they look freaking cool. And so
yeah, they do.
I loved being able to see like what there is out there, what you can unlock. I wasn't a fan of how slow you can unlock things. Like progression wise, you need to progress a lot through this in order to have like the top tier stuff.
Yes, you do. You have to spend quite a bit of time to unlock everything in order to have everything top tier. But I mean, that's how every game works. And maybe that's also why I get deterred from like upgrading my look. I usually like, so if you find my characters in any FPS in Halo, it'll look very basic, but maybe that's also my tactic. So then people don't know that I've been playing for some time. They think I'm some noob, and then surprise. Yeah, that's what I do.
How big of a fan have you been of the Halo franchise multiplayer? Like, do you find yourself going back to it where you love to play it, or do you get kind of tired of it over time? Because I'll be honest, the gimmick of all of this got, you know, died pretty quick for me. I didn't feel like going back into the game. I feel like the progression was really slow. I felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. And then all the multiplayer, like, it doesn't seem that there's enough of, which I think there's also a problem with multiplayer in general in FPSs. That could be another, you know, question we could talk about. But like in general, multiplayer is kind of, there's only so much you can do. And I think before Battle Royale came out in a lot of these games where there was a lot more new, it just felt more fresh. Multiplayer sometimes after a while gets a little stale. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do feel that. For me, going into multiplayer, I never really thought about it. I don't see Halo as gimmicky because it has, comparable to other FPSs, I think a smaller following. However, I will say when it first released, like any game, you're really latched onto it. So I was probably playing more multiplayer than anything else. But there is, and I don't know why, but I did kind of drop off. I think part of that has to do with the fact that I've been playing other FPSs like COD, where my friends are playing free-to-play Warzone, and it's Battle Royale, so it's all of us playing together for a long, you know, 40-minute mission. And it seems like there's like a real end goal rather than just different modes in multiplayer. So it just maybe delivers like just something different that I think modern day FPSs have really evolved into, where it's just not multiplayer when you think of an FPS and playing with your friends. I will also say as well, because I play something like COD or, you know, even R6, I think because it's a third party title that's available on multiple platforms, more of my friends are able to play, right? Whether on their PC, Xbox, or if they're playing on PlayStation. So then for my friends, like, there's no barrier to just hopping in and even learning a game. So for me with Halo, there's one friend that is a huge Halo fan, like a diehard. When Infinite came out, we were hopping into a lot of matches, and this is usually my buddy, one of my friends in our weekly, or actually daily now. We play daily with a group of our friends in Warzone. Yeah. Yeah. And we like hopped off, I feel like, for 2 months from playing with our friends. Just we were playing in Halo because it was so refreshing. And at that time, Call of Duty was just, it was getting stale because there was just a lot of issues with the mechanics of the game and like with cheaters in the game. So this was a huge relief for us. But then, you know, updates happen and I was drawn back to playing more Warzone because of it. And because of just having my friends around to play with me, it enticed me more to play that than Halo. Also, I think another factor of that is from its release, there hasn't been too much content around the multiplayer. And like having an event or having multiple events, I feel like with modern day FPSs, because they are free to play and it's, you know, ongoing service, there are events for Halloween, there's events for the holidays, there's events for the new year. It's like an ongoing form just to get the community involved, where that wasn't really happening, given the fact, I think, because of the delays with Halo Infinite and the team focusing primarily on the quality of how Halo plays rather than just pushing out content that may be subpar or may not be fulfilling for their core players that really want a tight game. So I appreciate that, but I think for me to really hop back into multiplayer regularly, I need that content. And also just co-op, right? Like a part of multiplayer is playing, well, not a part of multiplayer because it's part of the campaign, but also you're playing with your friend, is that split screen co-op that yeah. we still don't have. And I know a lot of people that love Halo have been waiting for that in order to hop into Infinite. And it seems like they may just have to wait a bit longer. And I think when they get more players onto their servers, then maybe they'll have reasons to really focus on new content.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It also seems like when you come out with games like this, especially, you know, Infinite was a huge, like, people were really excited about this. And it was a while since the last Halo game came out, and, you know, there's big expectations. You almost have to, like, especially for a multiplayer heavy game where most people play multiplayer, you have to now have a BR ready to go in any sense, whatever it is. You know, over time, Battle Royale has become the biggest thing out there.
But do we, is it right for us to ask for that?
Yes, 1,000%.
Why?
It has to be needed.
Why?
It has to be needed because that's the direction that everything, since Fortnite came out.
That's the standard. That's what you're saying. That's the standard.
That's the standard now. So multiplayer doesn't cut it anymore because there are far few multiplayer players now. And Battle Royale is, you know, takes the cake most of the time with players at the moment. That might not be forever, but right now, BR has to be a bare minimum part of any game that is made that is an FPS, in my opinion.
To attract new players to it.
Yes.
Right? Because like,
that's the most important thing.
Yeah, to attract new players. And I don't know what 343 and Xbox's main goal was for Infinite. From what we saw from the campaign, it seems like they're really focusing on the fans that been with them for all those years, and maybe multiplayer was, or their first iteration for season of multiplayer was for the fans. But yeah, a part of my soul crushes when you say that, because I hate to think that we need to have specific things in game to succeed, because I like when games explore different modes or set new trends. But you are right, Battle Royale, like since Apex Legends, you know, like it is the mode that is most popular right now for FPS, and it is the way to draw in a community. And I think a lot of people wanted to see Halo Battle Royale happen. I don't think we will, but who knows what's in the pipeline.
I would have been way more interested in this multiplayer if there was Battle Royale, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that would have done something for their player base. Like, I think their player base is just dipped down drastically. I think it's a combination of not having Battle Royale in there, not having, you know, content that is ongoing. It's unfortunate because, like, I get what you're saying and I hate it, but I also, I think these are the reasons why I'm still not playing Halo multiplayer on the regular.
Everything has to be, like, you have to have a dedicated team, dedicated servers to continuously push out content. That, again, is with the times now. When games come out, you know, we're already moving away from, you know, games that start and end. Now we are chapters and seasons and stuff like that. And there has to be, if your season one and season two takes too long to, and we saw that with Warzone as well. There was a stale part of time where a lot of people went to Apex Legends because they were sick and tired of Warzone not having any new content. So it's the same here now with Halo, and you see, like, a lot of people stepping away and playing earlier versions of the game rather than this new Halo Infinite. Like, you have to be ready with multiple layers of content ready to go or in the bank in order to attract, again, our most important thing is attract new players. Because right now, there's so many eyeballs at so many different things that you have to find a way to single out, and just having Halo as a brand, being able to reach people, like, that's not going to do enough. You need more.
All right. So then I'll ask this question to you.
Yeah.
Was Halo, or how does Halo Infinite compare to other multiplayers for you? Was this enough of a good multiplayer experience?
It was still a lot of fun. Again, yeah. The audio issues where you can't really hear players in the proper area, like, they campaign and this game hand in hand multiplayer also has that issue, but for what it's worth, I did enjoy playing. I just didn't play for long, that's all. There was a point where I'm just like, could I play some more Halo multiplayer? I know we got to do it for the show. Do I want to? Not really, because I feel like already in a short amount of time I got my worth in. Right? It never made me, like, I didn't wake up one morning and crave to play the game, which a lot of games I do. It's like some days I just want to play games all day, you know? And that never came to a point where maybe I play like 2-3 hours and I was like, I think I'm done for the day. You never want that. You want to be addicted.
It's the responsible multiplayer option.
Yeah, but I don't want it. Infinite. I don't want the responsible. I want to be hooked.
The responsible. Yeah, it's the responsible, you know, game life balance multiplayer. That should be their like subheader. Or like at, you know, like at the back of a game box, how it has quotes of reviews.
Yeah.
Autosave, the responsible multiplayer experience.
Approved by parents.
Approved by parents. No, it is a fun multiplayer experience. But yes, something needs to keep you wanting to turn on your console and hop into queue. And there's just not enough content for that. It plays super smoothly. And I think that's what's unfortunate, because there is a lot of great mechanics to be celebrated in Halo multiplayer, Halo Infinite multiplayer, but you just need reasons to show up in Halo Infinite multiplayer so it doesn't get stale. I think I would have wanted to see them sub out that Spartan customization, because that is also still a really cool aspect, like you mentioned, of customization. I would have wanted to see that swapped out just to get more impactful season one content. And I think that's also like a weird way to have, like, you have this fully fledged customization system, but you don't have a fully fledged content roadmap, you know, which I think is very unfortunate. I probably will hop into Halo Infinite multiplayer again. At the time we're recording this, season two has not come out yet, but they have some exciting things down the line for season two that may make me want to hop back on in the game. Am I missing anything else, Nick?
I don't think so. I hope that Lone Wolf is good. And they managed to write a lot of the not mistakes, but maybe a lot of critiques that a lot of the fan base have, which I know is out there. And we've shared a lot of it today, but there also is a lot more. Again, listen to your player base in order to build a better game. And, you know, there's no mistakes ever made. But, you know, if you want to make the best kind of game for your users, always listen. But not all the time, but just a little bit, you know, because sometimes there's trolls out there. But overall, you know, get your opinions from those hardcore fans that love to play. And when you do that, then those younger players, those players who've never played this kind of game before, they get hooked. And that's what you want at the end of the day.
You want the kids to get hooked to Halo Infinite multiplayer, the most responsible multiplayer experience out there. But there you have it. That is our final takes on Halo Infinite. If you're looking for our final ratings of the game, well, I'm sorry, you won't catch that here. You're only going to catch that on our Patreon episodes. So if you're not, please, if you can, support us on Patreon, and then you get access to our final ratings for both the campaign and multiplayer. That's a wrap for Halo Infinite. I don't even know what game we're going to explore next. If you have any ideas, please hit us up on our socials or let us know in the Discord. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon on Autosave.
Save.